one reason the military uses contractors is that the workforce is flexible. Specialists can be brought in for short-term or irregular projects, and when the country is at war, many roles typically performed by service members are contracted out to free soldiers for combat. For civilians, the thought of military food preparation may bring to mind a classic mess hall setup, like this scene from the HBO World War II series, Band of Brothers.
This ain't spaghetti. This is army noodles with ketchup.
But today, many military food services are on contract. Mark Thompson of the Iowa National Guard arranged for those contracts when he was stationed in Afghanistan. He says meals were often catered instead of prepared by service members on site.
One of the big complaints we always got from our soldiers when we did the catered meals is, you know, we would get complaints about the food being cold because it was brought in and stuff, you know, and it was a challenge for us contractually to always try to stay on top of the vendors.
For training weekends at the Iowa National Guard headquarters, Thompson estimates 80% of meals are still catered. But he says more and more units who have a trained cook are ordering raw ingredients to prepare meals on site. He says that saves money, and it's a trend he hopes will continue.
We will pay less for raw ingredients than what we'd pay for catered meals. And those soldiers are here training anyway, they're getting paid. So ultimately, that is definitely a cost savings for us.
In 2011, the Project on Government Oversight, a nonprofit think tank, published a cost analysis of the military's use of service contracts. It found that, on average, contractors were paid almost twice as much as federal employees for the same work. Co-author Scott Amy attributes that to a lack of oversight, but also the costs of paying contractors who work in government facilities.
You also have to add in, you know, the overhead to bring these contractors in. And if they are working in a government facility, there's background checks that need to be performed. There's computers and lights and handheld and, you know, desk and all these things that need to be procured.
In September, the Government Accountability Office identified the National Guard as a source of personnel to take on some of the work now being done by contractors. The Iowa Guard's U.S. Property and Fiscal Officer, Colonel Alan Meyer, says it would be a return to an older model that goes far beyond food service. National Guard and reservists could take on maintenance work, transportation, and administrative duties.
Prior to 9/11, you know, we had a lot of our transportation units would be involved in an exercise annually where they'd be moving different cargo around the country, getting the benefit of the training, doing line haul, but at the same time, we're saving federal dollars.
Meyer says he's told service members that things are about to change.
In a lot of cases, you know, I think it's actually for the better. You know, it gets us back into a mode where they are, like I say, doing the job that they were originally signed on to do.
And in that way, they're transitioning to life after two long wars. In Johnston, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.